may not look like it, but that right there is a treat. That is what we call cow candy. Okay, maybe not. Hey, I'm Blake. This is your tailgate talk. I'm sitting here by, we've got some a liquid feeder, a couple of mineral tubs, our mineral feeder over there, some salt licks. This is the candy store for the Moomoos, and they love it. This is kind of where they get their supplements, kind of supplements their what they graze and all that. I was talking to a guy a while back, and he told me a story. I think it was a Gideon had told the story when they came to their church. Maybe not. I don't remember, but it's one of my favorite stories. He said he had been sharing the gospel with a guy for a long time, and he wanted to give the guy a Bible. The fellow was kind of rough around the edges, you know, whatever. But you know, that's he needed. He wanted to share the Lord with him, and so he talked to the fella and he said, you know, I really would like to give you a Bible, but I want you to read it. And here's what the guy said. He said, okay. He said, I'll make you a deal. He said, I'll take that Bible. But he said, I'm going to just be completely honest with you here. You know, I'm a man of integrity. You gotta give the guy credit for that. He said, if you give me that Bible, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do with it. He said, those pages are real thin and it would make really good rolling paper. And if you give me that Bible, I'm going to smoke it. I'm going to use those pages. I'm going to smoke it. So I'm just telling you, if you give me that Bible, I'm going to smoke those pages. And this fella said, he was kind of like, whoa. So he thought for a second. He said, okay, I'll make you a deal. He said, I'm going to give you this Bible, and I understand what you're going to do with it. He said, but make me a deal. Before you smoke the pages of this Bible, you'll read them. He said, so you read a page, and then if you choose to do that with it, then you smoke away, but you read it first. The guy said, okay, you got a deal. And I keep my word, so I'll read it before I smoke it. The guy said, okay. So he gave him this Bible. So he talked to the guy a few weeks later, said, how's it going? He said, well, I've made it through Matthew. Oh, okay, okay. Talked to him a few weeks later, said, oh, how's it going? Well, I made it through Mark. Okay. So a little time went by, and he ran into the guy, and he said, okay, how's it going? He said, I gave my life to Christ. The guy said, what? Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, turned from my sin, put my faith and trust in Jesus, and gave my life to Christ. And he said, well, you got to tell me this story. I mean, this is a complete 180 from the first time we talked. Tell me about it. He said, well, I'll just tell you. He said, I smoked Matthew. I smoked Mark. And I smoked Luke, but John smoked me. I was told that was a true story. I don't know. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. We need more than just physical nutrition to survive and to thrive, really. We need more than just physical nourishment. I mean, we are spiritual beings. God made us that way. We're made in the image of God, which means we have a spiritual element to us. And we need more than just physical nourishment. We need spiritual nourishment. We need it. And the source of that spiritual nourishment, true spiritual nourishment, has got to be the way, the truth, and the life. And He's told us that we need the Word. We need it. Well, just like these cows need a little bit of help. They need a little bit of forage booster. They need a little bit of this candy. Man, they love it. They love it. I mean, I put a tub out here and it seems like just it's no time. And I got to put another tub out here because they're pushing this one around because it's about down to the bottom. We need nourishment. Can I encourage you today? Number one, if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, contact us through this LifeWord page. Get in touch with us so we can help you understand more what it means to know Jesus. what it means to turn from your sin, to cry out to God. Listen, right now, wherever you're sitting watching this tailgate talk, you can cry out to God and say, God, I know I'm a sinner. I know I failed and messed up, and I need you to forgive my sin and be my Savior. Jesus, I believe you died for me and were buried for me and rose for me from the dead. I ask you to forgive my sin and be my Savior. I turn from my sin, turn to you. If you'd like to know more about what that means, contact us through this page. Let us help you begin following Jesus. But if you're already a follower of Jesus, can I encourage you today? Seek out spiritual nourishment. And hey, we can help you with that too. LifeWord has an incredible discipleship pathway that's being built out right now, and we would love to help plug you into that. Would you contact us through this page and let us help you get on the journey towards spiritual nourishment? Let us help you connect with a local church in your area so they can help you be discipled. Hey, I love you. I'm so thankful you joined me today on this tailgate talk. I'm going to save you a seat right here on the tailgate until next time. Until then, drink lots of water and stay cool. And I'll see you next time on the tailgate.